This is an EAA Radio News Update.
General aviation has been one of the first industry sectors to pivot from normal daily operations to providing support for relief efforts in Haiti. Corporate Aircraft Responding in Emergencies, or CARE, was formed in coordination with the National Business Aviation Association in response to Hurricane Katrina. The network pairs donated GA aircraft and services with relief agencies, medical personnel, and relief supplies. Marianne Stevenson is president of CARE.
CARE is a network of aviation specialists that basically match donated assets with the critical needs of medical personnel or supplies going into Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and then trying to evacuate out either medical personnel or, on occasion, we're taking some orphans out.
The process of sending relief supplies starts with someone like EAA member Eric White, who works as a corporate pilot and is volunteering as a dispatcher for CARE from his Milwaukee, Wisconsin home.
Had a very good response from the general aviation community providing aircraft. We've been flying everything from a 206 up to a pair of Gulfstreams and some larger Citations and corporate jets. Kind of the workhorses of the lift right now have been the Pilatus PC-12s and the Cessna Caravans, because some of the airports that we're going into are relatively short runways, you know, 3,000 feet. And those airplanes can go in and out with a fairly substantial load.
The hub for the Haiti relief efforts is Banyan Aviation at Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport, where organizations have been dropping off pallets of relief supplies. Their FBO employees and volunteers have been repackaging the supplies and loading them into a myriad of different aircraft. Don Campion is president of Banyan Aviation.
The real lesson here is how valuable general aviation was in getting to the rural areas. The corporate side and the personal private side saved thousands of lives. The helicopters hadn't made it out there, and of course bridges were out. Trucks and transport wasn't going out to the smaller towns at all. They were just basically cut off.
Tradewind Aviation Incorporated, based in Oxford, Connecticut, makes its living flying Cessna Caravans from New York City to Cape Cod area destinations. Tradewind President Eric Zipkin had aircraft in the area since winter operations are based in Puerto Rico. He said aid groups have had to be creative in finding ways to deliver supplies to remote areas.
Many years ago, a section of road was used by drug running airplanes. They would land there and, you know, do their stuff and take off. Did a flyby, you know, had some people on the ground measure off some stuff and take some pictures, decided to give it a shot.
Zipkin, along with many of the other Tradewind pilots, are EAA members, and they have seen much of the devastation firsthand.
It's an extraordinary experience. I mean, the level of devastation, you know, flying over at comparatively low altitude, virtually every concrete structure has some significant amount of damage, if not being completely destroyed.
The effort in Haiti has shown the value of general aviation in many ways, including as a first responder to crisis. During CARE's participation in the airlift, which for them will wrap up January 31st, 72 aircraft made 257 flights. They moved 1,200 first responders in and out of the zone, along with 255,000 pounds of supplies, and 15 orphans were flown out of Haiti. Stevenson, who has been putting in 20-hour days, says the slow return of the transportation infrastructure means the need for GA support will remain for the near future.
A great many Americans have the same thought that if they can do something to assist, that they would. Just being in general aviation, we have a unique ability to help in a very effective way.
I'm Farid Guillot, EAA Radio News.